the general next to God. Clearly we have reached a point in the story at which the tradition of world transformative Christianity suffered partial eclipse within evangelicalism, the earlier vision expressed in classic form in Isaac Watson, Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run, faded from the memories of a generation taught to sing a very different type of song by Ira Sankey. As they retreated before the seemingly irresistible advance of modern thought, many evangelicals sang, hold the fort, for I am coming. Their vision of what the gospel might achieve now limited to the defense of an outpost stranded in enemy territory, to be held until the second advent of Christ. However, this is by no means the whole story. Powerful voices were raised in protest at such timidity and social conformism. For example, Andrew Emmons drew attention to conditions in the slums in Is the Bitter Cry of Outcast London. The public outcry this provoked led directly to a royal commission on the housing of the poor, which laid the foundation for modern social legislation. His information was supplied by the agents of the London City Mission and Baptists like Archibald Brown of the East London Tabernacle, and it led him to conclude that preaching was for